Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday at 11, Kelly in Vegas drops by, gives her favorite college plays. We talk some NFL as well. She's got a busy weekend, so she was kind enough to join us today here on Thursday. This is Bet's Wets, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Kelly, you were kind enough to also link us to Gracie's 3-hour or 4-hour video the other day, and Sam was stuck at a wedding, and all I see on Sunday on my timeline at one point was a Gracie video with her views on the Chiefs and the Ravens, and then Sam's reply, Cliff Notes, please.
And I'm like, of course you're supposed to listen. It wasn't 3 or 4 hours. I think it was like 40 minutes. But of course, I like scrolled through. Yeah. I took my own Cliff Notes real quick. He calls and he's like, all right, what are we doing? I was like, we're going to hammer the Chiefs. I already played them in my contest. I go, this is just a little extra push I needed to know that the stars were going to align for Kansas City. And boy, did they ever. I mean, Lamar Jackson getting hurt, the Ravens defense being banged up. Sam texts me like right after that first Ravens score and is just like, really? Like, you know, well, that was fun while it lasted because they marched right down the field and scored. And that was really about the only sweat that involved for four quarters.
That was a lot of fun. And then I basically told everybody at this wedding who had been asking me all day, what's the move? What's the move? And I was punting. And then once you and I talked and I knew that Gracie had the stamp on it, I told everybody at this wedding.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So Gracie.
So then you're the hero of the wedding.
Well, Gracie was the real hero.
Oh, well, I'm glad you gave her credit. You know, she deserves credit with her her lovely witchy powers. And I always appreciate when she has some insight because you have to remember the Chiefs is her team. So whenever there's some bad stuff, yeah, which there were a couple things in there that she did say, like, hey, this could go wrong, that could go wrong. I always appreciate the unbiasedness from her.
She gave out Worthy's number, and he was the biggest impact in the game. Like, it was a complete game changer, just having him available. Chiefs looked awesome. So I made a prediction earlier in the show. I said, when Kelly joins us at 11, she's going to say, I'm shoving on the Rams in Survivor. Are you shoving?
So I am not shoving. I am going to play some Rams tonight. I have elected not to shove. And here's the reality. The Niners are beyond banged up, right? They're down receivers. Why is Sammy laughing at me?
This show has been so stupid. It's so funny to hear. I am not shoving. I don't know why that's so funny. It just is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, regardless, here's the thing. We're getting to the point of the season where I've said to you guys on the show, I think people are trying to get a little too tricky with some of their stuff. Sammy, I was watching you earlier this morning, and I thought, you're right. What are you doing picking 1-point underdogs in Survivor when a double-digit favorite's available? Like, don't do these things. And that's kind of where I'm at with the Rams. This is still a divisional game. The Niners playing without a hurt Brock Purdy might be better. Mac Jones did well for this team in his two starts. This is a CMC-type game. Rams have a solid run defense. I think this could be closer than the final spread indicates, right? I think the whole world's going to want to tease the Rams, myself included, and I'm doing a lot of teasers again this week in the NFL. So on Splash, I've got six or seven in that $1 million pool. I'm going to do two Cardinals, two Colts, maybe three Rams. I've got a bigger survivor pool that I've been in for the last decade, nickel buy-in, over $100,000 in prizes. I've decided I'm going to use the Rams there. But I think we're going to do the 5K at Westgate with the Rams. My partners and I decided that yesterday. And then kind of take a different route with Circa in those two picks over there.
No Bills, though. I'm surprised I didn't hear Bills from you.
Well, we shoved Bills two Thursdays ago, if you remember correctly. Oh, or was that last Thursday?
Right.
My weeks are completely all together. Hey, look, I leaned Patriots initially early in the week. I thought, okay, Patriots is on my long list. Let me do some digging. Well, guess what? It's a little different when you're not playing the Panthers offense. This is the number one defense in the league with the Bills. And what did they do last week? They played with their food, the Saints, right? Ooh, this is fun. Let's make our survivor people sweat a little bit. Come on, that game was never really in doubt. It was just like they were going through the motions. Why? Because they got a divisional rival here on deck. Ultimately, I think the Bills in a teaser is my easy, like, just sit back and relax. I don't think that they're going to lose this game by any rhyme or reason, but I do think Vrabel's a good coach. And I think eventually he's going to have this Pats team rocking and rolling. We'll see if it's this week.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I'm going to use Rams, but I'm a little concerned about shoving. Like, I'm surprised though, because like getting it out of the way, like you had to feel so good that Buffalo week when they got by against Miami last week. You shoved Detroit, you shoved Denver week one, and something about it, like, I like it, but I don't love
I just don't have that confidence with this Rams team. And here's the reality, guys. We get ebbs and flows in the NFL. I was on Philly in a couple of my contest plays, -3.5. But should never won that game, obviously. They were down three scores late, blocked field goal, runs it back for a touchdown when arguably he should have just fell on the ball. Now, the next week, I end up on the Colts. I said, hey, I think this Colts team is still very undervalued. Well, A.D. Mitchell decides not to cross the plane and score a touchdown, and then he gets an offsides penalty that ultimately put the nail in the coffin for the Colts. So the Rams win a game that they weren't supposed to win. They lose a game they weren't supposed to win. This is a Rams team that prior to the season starting, everybody was talking, how hurt is Matthew Stafford? Well, there's a lot of question marks here. Again, I think they have a solid defense. They should be able to stop the run, but I think 8.5 has gotten way too inflated. And it makes me really nervous that now in this world, everybody's now all of a sudden, I mean, I got texts from every single one of my partners when Brock Purdy got knocked out, said, are we considering using the Rams? Like, that was their immediate go to. And then that makes me sit back and go, wait a minute, I would like to pump the brakes here and look at this one a little bit further. Even CT Betts messaged me and he goes, wait, you don't sound like you're all in on the Rams. I'm like, listen, I like to play contrarian. There's some question marks I have here, and I just want to look over things thoroughly. Shanahan at one point in time owned Sean McVay, 2-6 since 2023 now, though, right? That 2020 to 2023 range, he absolutely owned McVay. He had 8 straight wins over him. Now we've seen some regression. We'll see what happens on Thursday night. I just don't think the Rams as a full-on shove when I've got the Cardinals and the Colts, which were my original two picks. I was planning on splitting both of those 50-50, are still available.
Let's go to college. I have to do a lot of stuff throughout the week, as do you. Fox wants underdogs that could win outright, and I give one a week. This week, no joke, I gave them Maryland. You're on Maryland, too. Talk us through it.
God, I love this Maryland team. Do you guys remember a couple weeks ago when I said they're going into Madison? They have a shot to win. And it was easy breezy. Like, this was no sweat. I like Malik Washington. This team's coming off a bye. As you guys watched, a lot of sharp people, and myself included, I didn't end up getting to the window with Washington. But early in the week, I thought 8 points at home versus Ohio State. Ohio State traveling all the way out there. Well, guess what? Washington got their hopes and dreams absolutely crushed. Now they have to go east. And look, I hear this argument all the time. Well, it's not that big of a deal anymore with air travel. Well, it's not. But last year, the Huskies went 0-4 straight up and against the spread at Rutgers, Iowa, Indiana, and Penn State. Hey, they may lose that Ohio State game twice, so I took some of the +210 as well, Sammy.
All right, what about UCF going up against Kansas? What side are you with?
There's a really good chance that I'm still just kicking myself for not betting Cincinnati last week. I was watching the game with my dad, and he's like, I can't believe you didn't bet Cincinnati. I don't know, Dad. I haven't seen enough from Cincinnati. You can't just blindly bet against KU every time I get a chance. But you know where I can blindly bet against KU? On the road. Lance Leipold, since he's been the head coach of Kansas, just bet against him on the road. 1-4 as a road favorite, 8-16 against the spread. Look, one could argue this Jayhawks team is going to bounce back. That UCF defense was not good against my Kansas State Wildcats. But you know whose defense is even worse? The Jayhawks. There has been twice this season they have been gashed for almost 600 yards. It's just appalling. You got Montgomery and Nixon. I think that that two-headed monster in the backfield for the Knights is going to run all over the Jayhawks. They've got a top 20 team in total defense. So as long as their secondary doesn't get gashed by Jalen Daniels, I screw that up every single time. I think we can take some plus money here with UCF. I love the +5.5.
This is the CT Betts and Kelly in Vegas Bowl. Kansas State at Baylor. Joe, who do you think Kelly likes?
Listen, I have been the most critical person on this team. I am the most critical K-State fan this season. I said it. This is the Aer Lingus curse. I never want to see my team go international ever again. We saw it with Nebraska. We saw it with Florida State. Yeah, well, Sammy, Joe, it's week zero. We haven't been to Dublin yet. Guys, you want to take 6.5 in Waco versus Baylor? And this is all of us being high on Baylor. I took Baylor over 7.5 wins. Would you take 6.5 prior to week zero in Waco?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened versus Army and North Dakota and Arizona. Those games were without Dylan Edwards. What happened with UCF? He came back. And what we saw last week, even though that secondary got gashed multiple times, Dylan Edwards, 2 touchdowns, opens up that running game, not only for himself, but a guy named Avery Johnson. I think this K-State team is going to get back to their winning ways here, and it starts in Waco. Take them +6.5. K-State, you know what they do when they go to Waco? I've been to at least a handful of games there. If they're a favorite, they're going to lose the game. If they're an underdog, they're going to win the game outright. That's just how it has been working since Chris Klieman came to Manhattan. Look for K-State +6.5. And of course, low 190.
A few more minutes here, Kelly in Vegas. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. An NFL total that you like. Where are you going?
Oh, man, you guys, have you been following along on Thursday night football and Sunday night football? These have been great. Or excuse me, Monday night football. Let's exclude Sunday night football because those love to go over where we get insane games in the 40s each, in the 80s in total. So we're going to omit those. But on Monday nights, these unders have been great. Both of them cashed again. Last week, I was on the under in the Broncos game. And this one seems no different. We just talked about the Chiefs starting off, right? What did we see from Kansas City? Yep, they stifled that Ravens offense. And I think they're going to do the same thing to Jacksonville. But the good news is Jacksonville also has a top 10 defense. I like this game to go down to the wire. We're going to call it 21-20 final, but I like this under here. This is a Monday night football home underdog that may be barking, but I think this is going to be a rock fight between these two defenses.
So final answer on the Survivor. Joe's thinking Rams. I know you said you're not shoving Rams, but like of the portfolio you have, like what's the pie chart look like, you think, by the time we get to tonight?
So in the 5K, we did go Rams. We have 3 of us there. And every other Survivor, I either am a solo person or I have just one partner. So CT, Joff both liked Rams, so we shoved 5K. I already submitted that through the proxy service. We still have 2 circas, which I have a partner in each. I have one partner that's going to let me do whatever I want. So I'm going to play either Colts or Cardinals. I'm going to let CT choose Colts or Cardinals. And if he really wants to do Rams in one of the circas, I'm actually okay with it. Again, I don't think they're going to lose the game, but I do think that we do have to remember this is a divisional game. I love the Colts this week. Again, I've been on them. I was on them against the Broncos. I was on them against the Rams. I'm going to be on them against this Raiders team. This is the 3rd time the Raiders are traveling east this year. Right? They already lost at Washington. They squeaked out a win at New England. I like this Colts team. I think Daniel Jones is going to eat this defense alive. And unless Ashton Jaunty is the next Bo Jackson, I don't think that the Raiders are going to win this game. So on some of my personal ones, I'm going to go 40% Colts, We're going to go 40% Rams, and then I'm going to sprinkle the last little bit on the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals of the three is going to be the team to beat. I know that sounds insane. We just saw Cam Ward and that Titans team get shut out. I don't know. This Cardinals team is a little suspect. John Murray said it on Kelly and Murray this last week. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like Kyler Murray. And then I sat there and watched that whole Thursday night game, and I can't get it out of my head. He's not any good. You can only scramble for your life so much. They're down without Trey Benson. And I can confirm some sharp groups did take the Titans over there with him. I do another show on Wager Talk. They said they took the Titans. Does that mean the Cardinals are going to lose? No. But I think picking my favorite bet on Sunday, going with Survivor there, plus Thursday night football, maybe I do cheer for a little chaos on Sunday and hope the Cardinals somehow, you know, Kyler Murray, maybe a couple interceptions, maybe a defensive score. Something wonky is going to happen. I think that one could come down to the wire.
Yeah, I hate that team too. But I feel like you have to use them because it's the only time, at least with some entries.
I didn't want to use them at the Saints. Yeah. That's the problem. So it's here or
I know.
You don't get to use them at all.
Correct. In 30 seconds, because Sam was very confused the other day, could you explain what Touchdown Survivor is?
Touchdown Survivor, it's really easy. Ariel and I actually just started another one over on Splash, and it's got a $10,000 guaranteed prize pool. Come on, Sam. All you got to do is pick one guy a week to score a touchdown. It's super easy. That's why I'm out in the original one, and we started a new one, because it's not that easy. I wish it was, but it's not. It is very frustrating. I picked Tyreek Hill last week, in case anybody would like to know. So maybe I am the kiss of death. Maybe I am the kiss of death for Touchdown Survivor. Maybe just take no touchdown on the guy that I pick in Survivor this week.
Man. Kelly, thank you for switching things up with the schedule this week. Enjoy the wedding this weekend. Best of luck this week with all of your plays. Good stuff there. Alex White on the other side. Joe O. Sammy P. That's what's the BetMGM Network.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's perfect where we could talk both college and NFL with some great minds in the sports betting industry. We did that with Kelly in Vegas. And now joining us, we've got Alex White on the show. Sports betting handicapper will hit college, then the NFL. Alex, thank you for joining us here on Bet Sweats. Let's start with how the season's gone for you. How are your numbers looking? you have to make adjustments. It's always challenging. We're like about a month in with the NFL. It's like, okay, we have to adjust the Colts. We have to adjust this team, that team. But you don't want to adjust too much. Same thing with college. So how's it been going for you so far?
Pretty good. Honestly, I think having not as good of a year as the last 2 years and really trying to adjust quickly and know these teams. But the NFL feels like a hot mess, to be honest. But college-wise, I do feel like by this time, going into week six, where we do have good numbers, we do know these teams. So overall, pretty good, though.
I'm curious about your number with Vandy and Bama. Paul, our producer, famously said on the show today, 44-2, Bama's going to win. I'm sure your number isn't in the 40s, but how do you power rate Vandy, and are they a little too overhyped at this point in the season?
I personally don't think they're overhyped. I think that they are deserving of being a 10-point dog at Alabama. We'll see. I saw that 13 when I was making my numbers, and I did not jump on it, and now it's all the way down to 10.5. So now I have to decide if that's one that I want to be on that side, even though that is where my number is. I made it 10. Alabama is still my third-best team, so I've definitely been pretty aggressive moving Vandy up. Now, Sam, you get my dad's power ratings. He's not really in the same boat. He hasn't been as aggressive moving Vandy. So we'll see. I'm just 40 points a game, 24 points they're averaging in the second half. I'm just impressed with them. They don't take their foot off the gas. They just keep going. They're conditioned. They're physical. I think they'll be ready for this one as well.
Do you like them at 10.5?
I'm debating. Even Kalen DeBoer, in his best years at Washington, that Michael Penix run, like, they didn't blow teams out, right? They won a lot of close games, and I could see this being another close game. I think that Vandy's offense can hang in there with Bama, and they can kind of go back and forth. And I can see Bama winning this by 7 or 10 points. So I think there might be some value there still with those points.
We've seen a lot of money so far this week, and I'm sure you've seen this because you're sitting in the South Point right now, the under in Texas, Florida, which was 43, no longer 43, 41 at a lot of shops right now, and I think that's the narrative, right? These teams can't score, and we trust their defenses. What do your numbers have on Texas and Florida?
So not as high on Texas. I actually have them 4 right here against Florida. I haven't been betting the Gators a lot either. I did fall into kind of that line move where it was a late line move. All the money came on Miami, and I jumped in at 9.5, and that was a bad mistake, right? But other than that, I've been very cautious with them, and now they get a week off coming into this game. I do think it is going to be their defense, if anything, to keep them in this one. So I totally understand the line move for the total going under here. I don't know. Billy Napier's job, I'm leaning to taking those points too. But again, Sammy, a lot of these are kind of, this is where you use other people's power ratings, right? And they kind of keep you off these bets. My dad's got it right there at 7. My grandpa's got it even higher, Texas at 10. So I'm the low one here. Now I got to decide if I'm trusting just my number or if I'm kind of using an average of the 3.
I like the dog, Joe. We talked about it.
I know you do. Yeah. I know. Okay. I can't get there. Like, I've seen Florida at this number so many times, and they had no chance. But I understand where you're coming from. When Alex says my dad, she's talking about her father, Kenny White, who's been making numbers forever in this racket. So that's what she's referencing. What about Miami, Florida State? You've got Florida State off the loss. Miami's been sitting around waiting on this. The number gets knocked down this week. So we sit here at 4.5. I saw a couple shops decided to go with 4, making Miami the road favorite. What do you think?
I might hate myself after this, and I'm taking the points here with Florida State. I wish we were getting a little bit more, but I didn't make Miami that high. I made them 2 here, so that's a 2.5-point difference for me. I think Florida State is legitimately good. And here's the other thing. I'm probably going to be on Virginia once again, just like I was last week. I don't think Florida State lost to a bad team. I think Virginia is actually really good. And Chandler Morris, I mean, we saw it last week against this Florida State team. I also think Florida State will get up for this game. They were physical against Alabama in game one to get that win. So I like both of those two teams as dogs this week. Hopefully I don't hate myself like I did when I took the Gators against Miami, though.
If you had Carson Beck Heisman, though, you'd probably feel differently about this game, wouldn't you?
Maybe. You know, we're talking about Florida as being a contender for a national championship. I just don't know if I'm there yet, but they do look like a whole complete team. It's not even a Mario Cristobal thing. It's just, I actually am a believer in this Florida State team that they have the talent. I mean, last year was just a disaster, but I think they can keep this close. And I'm not calling it outright win here by any means, but maybe a field goal game. If not, if Miami runs away with this, then they're definitely moving up in my power ratings, and it's a time to really consider them that they can win this national championship.
What about Notre Dame, Boise? Notre Dame, wow, did they impress on the road last week? And now they're laying 20.5 against Boise. What do you think?
So this is typically a spot where we'd want to take the points with Boise, right? They're good in this role. They always get up for this type of game, but I can't do it. I can't jump in either side. I think that number is just right here. Very impressive Notre Dame last week. I was on Arkansas, so that one really hurt because they just fell apart there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is a stay away from me. I don't know. Are you guys interested in the dog in this one?
No. I laid 20.5.
Well, at this point, right, Notre Dame, two losses. We're kind of thinking style points from here on out. And we saw it last week. That offense looked awesome. I think they actually have the horses to do it.
Yeah, they need to win big in a lot of these games because they have to prove to the committee that they belong. And I think it's very important. We have to understand the committee cares more about how you finish than how you start. And if they can come in 10-2, here's the resume. We've blown a bunch of teams out, and we have two losses early in the season with a young quarterback. That's important for Notre Dame. And I don't know how many stops Boise's going to get, Alex. That's my thing. I don't know how many times they're going to be able to get off the field on third down.
No, I agree with that, definitely. And it's been a struggle for Boise so far this year. So we'll see if they're still the favorite for the Mountain West. And still a lot of time. But I'm interested to see how they do in conference play, even though the Mountain West definitely looks a little down this year.
We've spent a lot of time talking about the Heisman. Part of it is because the favorite changes every week, and it's for good reason. We had that scenario once again this week. Now you get the favorite. You get more, and you had a big move with Bama, and you have the Mateer injury, which certainly played a big deal a couple weeks ago. Now they're like, well, he might be ready for Texas. What do you think, big picture-wise, with this Heisman race?
It's all over the place, right? And it's just wide open. It is very fascinating how quickly these guys and their odds are moving. So I have two small tickets so far. I jumped in on Dante Moore last week at 12-1. I thought if they go in and beat Penn State on the road and he has a good game, and if Oregon keeps doing this, this might be a good ticket later on. And then a little bit of Diego Pavia at 50-1, just because I could see his number moving down and down every single week. Mm-hmm. So should be, I don't know. I think it's just going to continue to do this. One guy that I'm kind of considering, I'm curious your thoughts, is Trinidad right now, because Ole Miss is 3-0 in SEC play. So that means they've got a couple cupcake games coming up as well. If he can continue to put up these numbers, is he just going to continue to drop? I know you guys have your portfolio that you're working on. I know you have a great Carson Beck number coming into the season even, and here he is at 9-1. But I don't know. Are you guys looking to add any more, or are you happy with where you are?
Joe can't stop adding Mateer. Joe thinks he's going to play against Texas.
Right. So, yeah, I'm still big on Mateer, and my Ava, I added him. I was wrong on that. I mean, not wrong, but the number floated even more after that loss to Illinois last week. Just his numbers just pop off the charts. And if they make the playoff in the Big Ten, I think he's gonna be certainly pop. Like 35-1, I'm tempted again this week. But it Sam, who'd you add a couple weeks ago? You made another ad. TCU, right?
Well, one of them appreciated, the other one did not. I added Hoover from TCU. Probably not the time to add after a 4 or 5 touchdown game. But I was told to bet some Ty Simpson last week. He was like 22-1, and then they go into Georgia, win that game. So I'm holding out hope that it's a Beck and Simpson show the rest of the way. But here's my big concern, Alex. Oregon goes 12-0. Where are they losing? That's the only issue that I have right now at this point in time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of people had their question marks with Dante Moore coming over from UCLA, but he's done nothing wrong, right? And this Oregon team is even better than I expected. I got to go back and see where I even had them power rated going into the season, but it's got to be them and Ohio State 1-2, whichever way you want to put it right now.
With Alex White here on BetSwitch, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, big movers in the NFL, Alex. Let's hit on those, and we start with tonight, the first game of the week. Wow. This was on the other side of a touchdown. Not only does it go through a touchdown, it's now 8.5, 9, and now we're starting to wonder, is this going to get to double digits with all the San Francisco 49ers injuries? What are your thoughts on Rams-Niners in this extreme line movement?
This is so tough because the Purdy news comes out, but not only Brock Purdy is out, then it's a cluster of injuries, right? And now you're thinking, who do they have playing offense? What weapons does Mac Jones even have? But, I mean, you still have Christian McCaffrey. You're getting 8.5 points with Kyle Shanahan's team. Defense, I mean, you see this total super low. If anything, I'd have to lean to taking the points here and maybe wait and see if it gets any higher again, like you said, Joe, but that's just too many points here for a divisional game that I think is going to be low scoring on a Thursday.
And, of course, the biggest move of the week, look-ahead number had Baltimore about a 9-point favorite. Westgate reopens at about 6.5, and now Houston's favored. 8 points for Lamar, question mark? That seems like a lot.
See, and I had to go to Kenny White's power rating sheet to look, and he put Lamar Jackson 7 points. So when I took that off of my power rating for the Ravens, I got to about a pick here. So it's a lean, I guess, to take in the points. I mean, this Baltimore Ravens team is still stacked. They have a lot of talent there, but we do need to watch because their injuries are definitely starting to mount up as well. But Houston, it's tough. I mean, Houston gets their first win. They look great. We still know that they have the worst O-line in the league. So I don't know if it should have flipped that far. That's very aggressive there.
Yep. Anything you like in the NFL? You mentioned Thursday that's a lot of points for a divisional matchup, even with all the injuries. Anything else that you're looking at?
Two that I am looking at, a dog and a favorite. I like the Broncos getting 3.5. I know it's the Eagles, but, I mean, the Eagles have found ways to win the last 2 weeks. If you look under the hood, they're – stats and analytics are not very impressive right now. I think the Broncos are starting to find themselves. I had them winning the AFC West coming into the year, and I mean, they found ways to lose in two of their games. Chargers were the better team in that one, but I think they can hang around in this one. I really do. I think they are a top defense. So that's a dog I really like. And then I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs against the Jaguars. They're a team that I'm still iffy about, even though I do think their defense is really good and they create turnovers. But I think the Chiefs, what I saw from them against the Ravens is enough to know that their offense is legit and they can move the ball and Xavier Worthy is back. So I think that's a short price on Kansas City there.
All right. Third generation handicapper Alex White with us here on Bet Sweats. Alex, how do you find Sports by the Book? Where can people find that show?
Just right on YouTube, type in Sports by the Book, should pop up. You'll see South Point Studio as well. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. And then Fridays, noon to 2, that is our football frenzy with the bookmakers, Chris Andrews and Vinny, of course, on the desk with us.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Good stuff. Good stuff there from Alex White. She's certainly right about that number tonight. It's just tough to get there. I know you're there in the chair and you're already
six.
Invested.
I got plus 6.
Well, you didn't know everybody was going to be out. I understand. Oh, man. Divisional matchup. You wouldn't think that everybody would be out, but that's what happened. All right. Lightning Bets on the other side. Where's the Room is next. Bets What's the BetMGM Network.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're laughing about so many random things. I forgot we have lightning bets coming up. I was like, oh, I didn't get my bets together for what we're going to do in lightning bets here. We got to go, where's the room? But I know, Sam, you heard from somebody who's listening or watching the show, and you wanted to share their observation that they had.
I'll just read the text. I'm a little behind on the show, but what is Gertz smoking? Blackhawks make the playoffs. They're a bottom five team in the league.
Was that Alex B?
No, it was not. Not okay. Alex B. Okay. No. I found
all of his reasoning. It threw me off. I couldn't even focus on that because we were all just taken aback that he was one going positive, two mentioning Blackhawks, who's probably the favorite to have the worst record in the NHL, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw the price to be the team with the least points. They have the shortest odds at 2-1. So take from that
what you will. What about Bill's worst record? Was that a good bet? Bill's worst record? I heard somebody made that one.
Is it good when you have Bill's worst record and Sean McDermott coach of the year? Is that good?
Market cornered.
Yes.
I don't even know what his reasoning was, but he wanted to be positive. I don't think it's going to hit. Blackhawks playoffs.
No.
I don't think so. All right, let's bring in Paul before we get to our lightning bets. Paul Aspen, hop on in. Tell us where the room is at for Thursday night football. The game's a mess. A lot of the star players are players that would be bet on with in prop betting, not going to be on the field. What are they doing?
All right, well, let's start with this. This guy's name was brought up. A little teaser for you. Most bet player to score a touchdown at BetMGM. Devontae Adams at +125. Yep. Now for the most bet props at BetMGM for tonight's game. Number 5, CMC over 16.5 rushing attempts. don't have the juice.
So they're going to be in the game then, apparently? You're going over 16 and a half rushing attempts with a point where you're a 9-point dog? It's idiotic. I might go the other way on that one.
Okay. Number two. Most bet prop bet MGM, CMC over 6.5 receptions. You guys talk about this one a little bit.
Okay. Yep. So two CMCs to get things going.
Not number good five, for my McCaffrey offensive player of the year ticket.
Uh-oh. You thinking something real bad happens?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Number three, DeMarcus Robinson, over 28.5 receiving yards.
That's funny.
It's number three. That's not because I guess he's the number one receiver tonight. Okay.
That's a minus 110. Blake Corum over 30.5 rushing yards.
So the second most popular prop bet, second and third, is on a receiver to go over 28.5 and a runner to go over 30.5.
Okay. Minus 135, by the way.
Of course.
All right, what's the last one? Most popular prop bet.
This is good. Brian Robinson Jr., over 17.5 rushing yards.
That's the one. That's the loser. No doubt.
Yep. So, blowout, they're thinking the second running back comes in?
I don't know what they're thinking. No clue.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me. Okay. And it's a tough defense. Let's say he gets some run. Who's to say he even gets to that number? It's still 17.5. Other places up to 19.5. Jeez. I don't get that. Yeah, Devontae on touchdowns. Puka number two. Oh, geez. Puka two, Robinson three. Kyren Williams is fifth. CMC, the only Niner in there, in the top five.
It is funny that the market is betting Rams, like they know the final score, and mm-hmm. the room is betting Niners rushing props. That, to me, is hilarious.
It's crazy. Crazy to me. Okay, you know where I stand on these games, and we'll get to lightning bets. I see the MLB room numbers. Love it. I love what I see.
Me too.
Third most popular side. Third most popular. Yankees minus 160. Second most popular. Cubs minus 115. Most popular side. First game of the day. Guardians minus 120. Already liked the other side on all three of those.
Cubs, dead. What? What do you want? Let's do our lightning bets. Padres money line. Ship it. That's the bet.
I like the Tigers. I like the Padres. And given this... Look, I think Red Sox Yankees is a toss up. What the hell's going to happen? These starters aren't going to be out there very long. They're going to go right to the bullpens. Any sign of trouble? The total 7.5. Do all three unders hit? Probably. Right? It's not going to be in a position where you can get a ton of runs. I don't really see it. In particular, I do like the unders in the Detroit, Cleveland, San Diego, Chicago games. And I like the road dogs in both of those games. That's where I'm at. Let me also throw out Penn State, minus 24.5 at UCLA. And as far as Thursday night football, outside of fading the room, I got nothing. I don't know what you do with this number. I mean, maybe you could make a case for the under in the game, but I don't really want to do that. I'm just going to go against these random room plays because if I'm going to be confident in the room, you would think it would be tonight. when nobody knows what the hell is going to happen, who's going to be on the field, but they have opinions on all these backup running backs. Makes no sense to me. Okay.
Thursday night running room backs has not been good. I know that it's not a big sample size. We're only in week five, but last week, Room comes in hot on Torrey Horton over receiving yards, and he had one catch. So I'm inclined to think after the profits the Room made on Monday, the Room gives back tonight. Robinson, so the bet, if you're fading the Room, would be Robinson under on rush yards, right, Paul? That's the number one bet, the over?
That's the number one bet, yep. Going under on that.
Be looking at some Robinson under tonight for sure.
Robinson under. What about Corum? So they're thinking blowout, backup running back two there. That's crazy.
We're looking Robinson at 2-3. Under. 2-3 or 1-4 per use.
Yep. I could see the McCaffrey receptions getting there. The rush attempts, I don't understand. He's going to have at least 17 rush attempts. I don't get that. All right. Yeah, lightning bets. I like Detroit and San Diego. I like the unders in those games at Penn State. You know, just fading the Room, but that's per usual. Paul, do you have anything for lightning bets?
I just want to talk about Vandy a little bit more. They are tied for the most fumble recoveries in FBS, so a lot of fumble luck. 25 of 29 turning red zone trips into end zone trips. That's top five in the country, top five in third down percent conversion percentage, top 20 in sacks. It just all is going to come back down this weekend in Tuscaloosa. And then since we did it yesterday, I'll run it back. I'm going to kind of combo it a little bit. So there's a headline out there. Cubs wait for Pete Crow Armstrong's signature playoff moment. At plus 625, today is the day. There's no wind. PCA is bombing one. To the scoreboard.
Really?
But
what? The he Padres can't make contact.
That's all right, he's due. But okay, the Padres win. You Darvish and his 5-something ERA is going to just hang a little floater there, and he's going to take it to the street. But Padres money line. That combo is 15-1. PCA home run, Padres money line.
Parlay Paul strikes again.
Wow. PCA homer. And what's that number again?
15.
I hope it's 5-0 Padres and he hits a solo homer in the eighth. That's what I hope.
Yeah. I want a little sweat. I want a little juice. I'm gonna go up to Wrigley today. I want a little buzz.
Bar.
Maybe not into the game. No, definitely not. But
a bar in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just want a little buzz, maybe an early home run, and then see ya. I actually don't really care either way. I do have a Padres ticket, but so I do care.
Yeah, I think you would care. I think you would care a good deal. Like, you definitely want the Padres to win.
I don't really care, but I do care.
Except I do.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Jake Hassan. He only wants the Phillies to lose, apparently. Jake, what do you have?
They're going to get stomped.
Yeah, I know. Jake. Sweep.
Overs.
I'm with Tigers, Padres, Red Sox. Let's rock.
Tigers, Padres. Oh, you got Red Sox. Oh, because at least
I like
Series.
All the dogs today.
Yeah.
How does it lose?
Parlay. No parlay with that. You get a good number. Just saying. You didn't do the under, over. That hit yesterday at 6-1. You know, it should
sure didn't. Done. Sure didn't.
Neither did I.
Yeah. All right. Now I want to do all dogs. If you look at that,
let's go sitting there. Chair, no bets.
Sweating. Who's the Red Sox pitcher today? Early?
Early.
We're going to be sweating him for the last leg. Yeah, that would not be a lot of fun. All right. Enjoy today. Ton of baseball. You got Thursday night football. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. But more importantly, we'll preview everything going on week 5 and in college football this weekend. On tomorrow's show, 9 a.m. Eastern. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Be sure you tell a friend. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a rating and a review. Appreciate you for hanging out. Back tomorrow morning right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.